Let me welcome all of you affectionately to this Compassion Tuesday. The idea behind giving such a program is the recognition that if we can somehow cultivate the feeling of compassion, that is very good for our own spiritual development, but maybe even more important, it is good for our relationships. With the relationships, we don't refer only to the relationships which we have with the people around us, those who are close, but also relationships the people who are maybe not so close, but who nevertheless require help and compassion. By cultivating this on a regular basis, this mood of compassion can take hold in our hearts. Why Tuesday? Why not Compassion Wednesday? By the way, it's good to have compassion throughout the whole week. But we have singled out Tuesdays specifically because it is the day that is ascribed to Hanuman and Lord Narsingadev. And we feel that if we can invoke or draw the awareness of Lord Narsingadev into our minds, we can be more present with Narsingadev, then by his help, which is much more powerful than our own little efforts, our compassion gets more substance, more strength, or becomes empowered with divine potency. So therefore, each Tuesday, with the help of Narsingadev, we are cultivating the mood of compassion, but certainly we want it to pervade all of our activities. Did you know that the great spiritual teacher Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that compassion is so essential that he considers it the main dharma for all human beings in this world, the main inner orientation and outer occupation, compassion. That is how important he views it. But compassion is also very, very good for one's own inner cultivation. There is a doctor, Bethany Cook, who published a study where she investigated the connection between positive emotions and our physical health. And this is what she found out. In her own words, people who experience warmer and more upbeat emotions live longer and healthier lives. If you have this warmer and upbeat emotions, you can theoretically eat pizza and ice cream and chocolate and be more healthy than the person who's bitter and frustrated and eats the most healthy vegan salads and other diets, because when you have these positive emotions, they are more effective in regards to your health, then even exercises and the healthy diet. I'm not saying you should eat every day pizza and all the things which are difficult to digest and so on, but I'm saying it is so important to cultivate these inner positive emotions. And one of the most positive emotions is compassion. And we will find out today by making an experience ourselves what that does inside of us. What happens when we exchange maybe negative or normal, neutral emotions with a more vibrant mood of compassion. Maybe one of the most ancient references to compassion can be found in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There we find a great spiritual teacher, Narada Muni, speaking to an angry prince. His name is Dhruva, and he has just gone to the forest after having been hurt by his father, and he really has very, very strong negative emotions in his heart at that state. He wants to get even. He wants to show that he is better. He wants to have a kingdom even larger than that of his grandfather after his father had denied him his rightful share. So this saint tells to this person who is resentful and full of grudges this ancient verse. Let me sing it to you in Sanskrit. Gunadikam mudam lipet anukrosham gunadamat maitrim samanat anichen natapya abiyuyate. Maitrim, you have maybe you recognize this. It is translated as loving kindness, or here as friendship. No? So here comes the translation. Narada Muni gives the prince away that will help everyone to become free from any type of misery who comes his way, including the misery the young prince suffers, being hurt, being resentful, feeling withdrawn, and so on. Narada Muni says, every person should act like this. When he meets a person who's more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone who's less qualified, he should be full of compassion. And when he meets someone who's equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Let us go through this list. When we meet someone who's more qualified than ourselves, who can maybe do wonderful things which we cannot do, we often don't feel joyful, we feel envious. But Narada Muni says, feel instead joyful. Be very pleased. Let's do this for a moment. Let us sit and think of someone who somehow is more successful, maybe, who is more people's person and gets their appreciation much more easy than we seem to get it. And now feel happy for them. Feel pleased instead of feeling some rivalry, maybe. Feel that I feel good that you are living well. We are just preparing ourselves for the actual meditation. Therefore, let us go on. Narada Muni tells the angry prince, when one meets someone who's less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. Think of maybe someone who is less knowledgeable than you, who's less successful than you, who's maybe less charismatic or influential than you, and think of someone who is suffering because of that. Maybe a normal reaction is you want to move away from such unsuccessful people. But now exchange that feeling and feel compassionate. Understand them and wish them well. And the last in this list is when one meets someone who's equal to himself, one should make friendship with that person and not compete with them. Think of someone who you feel is, we say in German, he plays in my league. He is my equal in many things. Overcome your inner distance and think, let me make friendship with him. My spiritual master has commented on this. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of him. When we find someone less qualified, we deride him. And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our own activities and accomplishments. But this is the cause of tribulation. The great sage Narada therefore advised how one can act more perfectly. Instead of being envious of a more qualified person, one should be jolly to receive them. Instead of being looking down on a less qualified person, one should be compassionate towards him, just to raise him to the proper standard. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud of one's own activities, one should treat them as a friend. This attitude is is in yoga called, when you see a negative emotion in your heart, exchange it with a positive emotion. And what you will see immediately, and maybe, or some of you have already felt it while we did this simple exercise, when we exchange the negative with a more compassionate or mature emotion, then our heart widens. I'm not speaking here of positive thinking. To be compassionate towards those who are suffering doesn't mean to put what we say rosy colored glasses on our eyes. No, you can be compassionate without being absolutely in agreement with the other person who is suffering or who operates on a lesser standard. But you can wish them well. I hope you grow. I hope you are moving on in your life. Today we talked with a friend from Vrindavan, and we asked them, how do you deal in a sacred area, an area of pilgrimage like Vrindavan, with compassion? And he said, well, we know of half compassion and full compassion. Half compassion means you can recognize the person's suffering and you feel touched a little by his pain. But full compassion would be recognize and feel their pain, and then you would like to try to help. And he said something which I thought was very, very good. Our mind is not compassionate, but our heart is. Your love and compassion resides in the heart, not necessarily in your mind as an intellectual construction. Your mind will tell you, oh, he's lacking in something. This is happening in the mind, but your heart feels naturally compassion. That compassion brings you back to the heart. By the way, this is a very good route to take in many situations in the life. From the head, move to the heart. What we mean with this is that in the heart, other qualities reside than in the head. In the heart, we feel more these social skills, this compassion, this love, than in our mind. Before we do our little meditation, I want to tell you about this person I once saw. I was in India, and I came out from the place where I'm living to the dusty footpath, and I saw someone going down the path towards the town who was frequently bending down and putting something on the ground. I thought, what is this? Maybe there's something to learn. I went closer and I saw it was a saintly looking person. You know, you can see how the sadhus look in India. And he had a little bag and he would put things into little tiny holes in the ground. And I asked him, why are you doing like this with this gesture? And he said, Mishri means sugar. And he indicated that he put it into the ant holes who lived on the path. And he said, we humans usually... I needed a translator, and I I inquired further, and he said, "See, we humans usually have enough food here. And if we are hungry, one of the pilgrims will certainly supply us. But the ants, they are also here. They also are residents. They also live here. And it is the duty of a human being to be compassionate, to share, even with an insignificant ant." Good. There's so much more to say, but I would like to now move into the meditation. I want especially to draw attention to the victims of the great flood in the Himalayas. It was just a week ago. About 156 people are still missing. They found 58 bodies already dead. So it's likely that a good percentage of these 150 or so people who are still missing are dead. And that's intense. Think of the families. I also would like to draw your attention to those who are patients now in hospitals, who are in a situation between life and death, maybe COVID or other illnesses, and their uncertainty. I also want to think of a very, very wonderful person who just gave up his body the last night, and his wife and his adopted child. I think we should extend our good wishes to all these people and many more, of course. So good, we are ready. Sit down comfortably. In an upright position. Let your hands rest on the knees. Bring your shoulders up and down and relax shoulders and neck. While you remain sitting straight, gradually relax your entire body. The trunk of your body. Let your belly relax. Your bottom, where you sit, let it relax. And the legs down to the feet, relax. Take a few deep breaths. Thank you. Now direct your attention to the heart area. That is where the self is, where we are. Breathe in and out through your heart. It is here where you're full of love, inner knowing. It is here where you are centered. Remain in this space and think of people who require understanding and compassion. Allow the image of people to arise in your mind. Connect with your heart, the source of compassion, and focus on the people who require your compassion. Just like me. The people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people of the world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people have known sadness, loneliness, and anxiety. Just like me, other people are trying to fulfill their needs. Just like me, people are learning about life. Remain in this space and send your prayers or good wishes to the people or one person who you know suffering. We will sing a little bit, remain in this space, and sing from this space.
Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Repeating such meditations helps that we switch from coming to a state where we are for a moment feeling compassion to a firmly established new character trait that stays with you all the time. And therefore I recommend that if you have time on Tuesdays, join us please for the Compassion Tuesday. We have been doing this before we went online for several years, and we will continue like this. Only, I do not remember exactly, maybe it's now the fourth or fifth time we are putting this online, because friends asked us to do this. But we feel it's really a good habit to do such a meditation on Tuesday. And after doing it a few times, you will get the nick of it, the understanding how to do it. I can imagine that some of you want to know where to find that text from the Bhagavad Puranam. It's in the fourth canto, chapter 8, text 34, in case you want to look it up again. I thank you very, very much. I wish you a wonderful rest of the evening and a wonderful rest of the week. And may you emanate compassion, and may compassion come your way. Thank you all very much. And see you soon again.